Zogt der Gemishne weiter, es sagt es, Shavias, Perik Zayin, Mishne Vav, Havered, Vered is a rose, Va Koifer. What is Koifer? Zogt der Batanura in Arabic, El Chana. Some say it's a kind of spice called grofili. Some say it's the cloves that we have for psalmim. Va Ketof. Ketof is sap that comes out of a tree. There's like a liquid, like a juicy thing that comes out of a tree, like a syrup. And this is the sap of a balsam tree. Va'loitem. Maybe you remember a pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev. Vayeshvu lecho lechem, vayisu eineyem. Vayiru and they saw, v'hinei orchas yishme'elem ba migilad. Ugmaleyem and their camels, noisim, were carrying nechayos. Utsri v'loit. Holchem l'harid mitzrayma. And Yosef was sold to them. And Rashi tells us that was a nes. Normally they don't carry those geshmaka smelling spices. Normally they would carry naft and itron that has a terrible reyach. But it was so that Yosef Atzadik should not be uncomfortable. Like Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz explains, it was beshet for him to be sold, to go to Mitzrayim. That had to be. But a person doesn't suffer one more drop than he's supposed to. It was not beshet, he should have to suffer a bad smell. So light is obviously a very geshmaka smelling spice. And loitem in our Mishnah, that's this lot. So what do all these things have in common? The varid, the koifer, the ketof, and the loitem. They're kinds of psamim. You smell them. They also have a taste that can be used as spices. Therefore, says the Mishnah, yeshlem shviyas. The halachis of Shemitah apply to them. They have the kedusha of shviyas, ula demayin shviyas. And if you sell them, the money that you get has the kedusha of Shemitah. Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon says, ain't la ketof shviyas. Not the ketof. Not the sap that comes out of the tree. Because that's just like a moisture that comes out of the wood. It's bottled to the wood. It has the din of the wood itself. And if the wood itself has no kedusha shviyas, neither does the liquid that comes out of it. And that's what Rav Shimon means, mesha'enoi peri. It's not a peri on its own. It's like bottled to the wood. Now, the reason wood doesn't have Shemitah is that the rule of Shemitah is you have to have the hanah as you're using it. Like eating or drinking or even the dying. Mashenga, when you use it for firewood, it's only after the wood burns up that you have the hana. But that's the klal by Shemitah. It has to be hanasai ubiyorai shava. Like your hana, and it's getting consumed, it's getting used up, has to come mamash at the same time. So let me ask you something. What does it mean you only have hana from the firewood after it's burnt up? Don't you have hana from it after it's burnt? Most of the time, with the firewood, you burn it, it turns into charcoal, and that's when you have the hana. The charcoal burns, but the wood itself, you don't have hana as the wood is burning.